People in Gaza, whether on land or at sea, are familiar with no-go areas. There's a 300 to 500 meter buffer zone along the security fence with Israel. And while in the Mediterranean, they cannot sail beyond the 3-mile limit. Israeli gunboats frequently fire at Gaza fishermen, who say they have no option but to risk being fired on by the Israeli Navy boats that patrol the coast.
There's no way to make a living in this small area. We have to risk our lives to go farther out to sea, because we have to support our families, even if it is dangerous.
Under the so-called 1993 Oslo Accords, Israel retained military control of Gaza's territorial waters and agreed to allow fishing boats to sail into the Mediterranean for up to 20 nautical miles. But in the last 10 years, Gaza fishermen have been able to fish only a narrow stretch of water up to 3 miles.
About 40,000 people in Gaza, including mechanics, are economically connected with fishing career in the enclave. So it goes without saying that harassment of fishermen at every level would put the mentioned population at deep trouble.
For the fishermen of Gaza, the restrictions mean the limited area they can fish in is virtually fished out. Although most of the time Gazan fishermen sail within the 3 nautical mile zone, they have come under increasing Israeli fire and aggressive acts recently.
Israeli boats attack us almost every day. They shoot to arrest us. The incidents take place in Gaza, Khan Yunis, and Rafah.
For many here, fishing has passed from father to son. But officials now say that the blockade and the Israeli Navy attacks on boats have forced many fishermen to look for other jobs.
Israeli forces have focused their attacks on the fishermen because it's the fishing season. This has forced many to give up fishing and look for other jobs.
According to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, restriction on the zone in which Gazans are allowed to fish is reducing catches and adversely affecting people's diets as they cannot afford another source of protein. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.